such a good thing for you and me to be together. Very nice to have you here with Jennifer and Roberta and Richie and me. In this hour, we're going to meet Penny Johnson Gerald. You may not know her by that name, but if you were a fan of 24, like Jennifer and Richie and I were, then you know she was the conniving wife of President Palmer.
Oh, yeah.
We thought she was so good, and then no.
Yeah. And she's in the movie. She's in the television show Castle, which Jennifer and I both like as well. So she'll have a yak with us here. In about a half hour from now, we're going to meet Jim Belushi. If you've never listened to him have a conversation before as a real human being, we know all these people as actors and actresses, but what are they really like? What is it to... So you listen to people on the radio, you know what we're like. You know what Richie's like, you know what Jennifer's like, you know what I'm like, Roberta. Because kind of who we are comes through in hour after hour after hour of conversation. But these people are actors and actresses, so they aren't... We don't know.
And you will know Belushi's a real guy when he comes and tells you he's got a little affliction that he wants to tell people about so that they don't have to go through the same thing or can get help.
This is learning.
And it makes him real.
Yeah.
I'm here to talk to you about something, a medical issue that I have that you might have too.
Yeah. You might have it, Rich.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you could have it. Roberta's probably got it.
I might have it. No, Roberta wouldn't get it.
No, I don't have it. Nope.
Yeah, you're sure?
Nope, sure. Right. Sure about that.
At any rate, we all know that laughter brings sunshine into your home. So before we meet Penny Gerald, we're going to have a little laughter at 10 after, right after this on Good Day.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
All right, a couple of jokes that seem to be popular with Roberta, Jennifer. What's the difference, Jennifer, between men and government bonds?
Ooh, men and government bonds. I have no idea, Dougie. What's the difference?
Bonds mature.
Oh,
Roberta. Why do men like love at first sight?
Ooh, why do men like love at first sight? I don't know, Doug. Why?
Saves them a lot of time.
Oh, jeez.
All right, just a
and
little.
Probably a lot of money, too.
Yeah, you're right about that. All right, we meet Penny Johnson Gerald in a moment here on Good Day.
What you're about to hear are the real experiences of women over 40 who finally lost weight by becoming hormonally balanced again.
I'm actually slim. Me, slim.
I can fit in my skinny jeans again.
I look in the mirror now, and I love what I see.
Their secret is Amberin, the revolutionary formula for women over 40 that balances hormones naturally. The leading cause of weight gain over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But Amberin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall right off, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, difficulty concentrating, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563. 1-800-525-2563.
11 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Joining us now is Penny Johnson Gerald, who's probably best known at this point in her career as the scheming, the conniving Sherry Palmer. She was President Palmer's wife on 24, pretty good in that role. And when I saw her, I think Jennifer and I were talking about it, as we are fans of Castle, among the four of us here. Jennifer and I like Castle. The problem is that Castle and Hawaii Five-O are on at the same time. So here's what I was doing, Richie.
I was
watching Hawaii Five-O, and during the commercials, I'd go over to Castle.
My wife watches Castle, and I have to tape Hawaii Five-O.
Yeah. Well, here's what's happening with me now. I'm finding the romantic intrigue between Castle and Beckett to be very appealing. And they're getting along fine. And then comes Penny Johnson Gerald's character, she's the new boss of the police station. And I'm not liking her any better than I liked her as President Palmer's wife. So, Penny, Which means you're doing your job very well, Penny.
Okay, first of all, you had better tape Hawaii 5-0.
Yes, okay.
Okay?
Yep, okay.
You tape Hawaii 5-0 and you tuned into Castle.
Now,
okay, that's an order.
That counts in the ratings if I... You have to watch to get it count as ratings, right?
Well, it depends if you have one of those boxes, you know. Not everybody counts. I forget how that really works,
yeah.
But
I think if you TiVo it, Doug, it doesn't count for them for the ratings.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Now you got to watch it live.
So you got to watch it live.
Okay,
so you got to support Castle.
Live, definitely. Yeah.
All right, so
well,
I'm not...
you guys, you're in my neck of the woods.
Say that again?
You guys are in my neck of the woods, so it is a pleasure to talk to you this morning.
Well,
I am a Baltimorean, and you're
cool.
Here.
Right up the road, then.
Yes.
The headquarters of the syndicator are down there. We're actually heard all over the country, and so this would be good for you from coast to coast, if you will. What are you like? If I were to meet you at a party or a friend's house or something, and I didn't know that you were an actress, how do you think I would, how would I feel about walking up to you and starting a conversation? Are you easy to talk to? Are you difficult to talk to? What is it? What are you like?
Well, I think that you'd fall in love with me and we'd now be engaged by this point.
Really?
Actually, I have nothing left.
Perfect.
These people that I've
you just got his attention, Penny.
Yeah.
I'm nothing like these people I play. But actually, this evening when you watch Castle, I think you'll be pleasantly surprised. It begins a wonderful bond between the Beckett and the Gates character. But by far, we're not best friends. You know, we still have that authority-subordinate relationship. But you begin to understand why it is. She's called Iron Gates because... She knows her stuff. She truly does know her stuff. And unlike Sherry Palmer, there's no evil intention attached to, you know, her agenda. She really is by the book. She wants this precinct to be run the way it should, and she wants Beckett to be the very best that Beckett can be. And I love the Beckett and Castle relationship.
Yeah.
But as Iron Gates, she's watching that too, and I don't know yet if she's either irritated by that, amused by that, may have her two cents to say about that, and we'll see as the series unfolds. So this is the exciting part of playing that character on the show.
All right, so then what is, then everybody wants to know probably, or many of them, when I asked you how you were as a human being, what are the two of them like, and what's their chemistry when they're not shooting?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I can tell you the chemistry with me, and that can give you an insight on the chemistry with each other. Those are the two most, they are the nicest people.
Mm-hmm.
Sana is just this nurturing kind of young woman who always comes with something new and fresh. She can actually do your job. She's very knowledgeable in so many areas,
mm-hmm.
and concerned, world concerns. And Nathan is a practical joker, but a very soothing kind of spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And so just wonderful people. They've opened me, they've accepted me with open arms, and very kind and good friends. So they are pretty much very good friends on the show, and outside of being those characters.
So the other things that you've done, I know you're in one of the Star Treks, and I never can keep these straight, whichever one was, there were about 19 different Star Treks over the years.
I know, but I'm going to let you know, it was Deep Space Nine.
And so what was, when you get into these things, you go into the studio, they're all shot pretty much on a sound stage or many of the, so does it seem like you're just working, you put on different clothes and you go from one stage to another when you're doing these various episodic television shows?
You know what? I like to think of going to these, my different jobs, as a different playground, a different park, and you have just different playthings there. And so I never think that I'm inside of a sound stage. I really am inside of New York right now, which I'd love for us to shoot in New York. By the way, we shoot in L.A., but
right.
I feel like I get to go to New York on a daily basis, and that's really exciting for me, being an East Coaster.
So, well, there are a lot of these episodic shows now, more than in a long time, being shot in New York, thanks, I guess, to the Law and Order franchise, which appears to be about the only thing. Oh, no, you were on Law and Order. You've been in NCIS. You've been on Bones, yeah. Law and Order.
You made the rounds on all those law shows, haven't you? The drama shows.
Yeah, Law and Order was that was fun. That was a lot of fun. I was in New York and I was walking the streets and feeling so much alive.
Mm-hmm. When you did 24, that's one of the things that of all of the shows that have had an impact, I can't tell you for a long, long time. I did not. Well, they call it appointment watching or appointment listening. I didn't find a show that intrigued me as much as that show did, and I was to the point of being bitter. People who listen to my program know that when it went off the air, I thought they were going to get at least another season out of it, or it was going to go to another network or something. And I just it bothered me because there was so much to that program. Now, what did we not get or sense about either Kiefer and his impact, or even and I think about every time I watch President Palmer, because that's what we all call him. I'm going to buy my insurance from him. I'm not buying it from the other guy.
Well, I think that 24 really did exactly what 24 set out to do. It revolutionized the way writers are in their rooms creating these shows for you to watch.
Mm-hmm.
It gave you a sense that you are a big part of everything. I mean, after all, it was the first show that gave you an idea that a person of color could actually be president, and
right.
That's exactly what we have today.
Yeah.
And, you know, and so, and I also think the 24 execs and Fox were actually smart in finishing the show when it did, because you do want to go out still at a peak. You don't want to drizzle out. You want to leave an everlasting impression as you have right now.
Yeah.
I still have an impression, having played it, Sherry Palmer, and actually having been a fan as well. So I think they were smart in finishing, and that they delivered exactly what the doctor ordered here in the country.
You are obviously delighted with what you have been doing, and you are delightful. It's nice to get to know you. By the way, the show Castle that we're talking about is on ABC Monday nights, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central Time. And I'll tape Hawaii 5-0.
Absolutely.
Nice to have you here. Penny Johnson-Gerald, who is Captain Victoria Gates on Castle. Good to have you here. Nice meeting you as well. 20 after the hour.
You invested with a stockbroker to build financial security for you and your family. And when your investment started to lose money, you chalked it up to tough economic times. Now, as you piece together what's left of your nest egg, did you ever stop to think who really could have gained from your financial losses? As an investor, you should be aware that the losses you suffered could be the result of bad financial advice, or even worse, fraud or misconduct on behalf of your trusted financial advisors. Stockbrokers are required by law to make the right investment decisions for you based on your circumstances. It's wrong for them to make any decision to benefit themselves at your expense. Sokolov Law has worked on behalf of private investors in your situation. If you suspect an advisor failed you or a loved one, call us now at 800-708-2121. You could be entitled to recover the money you lost. Again, that's 800-708-2121. Responsible attorney Gabe Miller, admitted Connecticut, Mass. Only. Ken Levan, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Nick Neiswander, Florence, Kentucky. Michael Bro, Gonzales, Louisiana. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type are referred to other attorneys for principal responsibility.
21 after the hour on Good Day.
Plant a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
USA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Warning, this content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satansshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. SatansShow.com.
Birthdays, 24 after the hour on Good Day. Birthday list includes a man named John Ramastella, who changed his name to Rivers and became very successful as the singer of hits like The Poor Side of Town, Memphis,
great stuff.
Secret Agent Man, Slow Dancing, Baby I Need Your Loving,
great stuff.
Rockin' Pneumonia, etc., etc. Born in the state 1942, so Johnny Rivers is 69 today.
He used to record a lot of his stuff live.
Yeah, a lot of live albums.
Now I'm coming up short. What's the name of the famous club on...
I know, I can see that. It's a Hungry
Hollywood
Eye.
Down at Sunset, Jennifer?
The Whiskey?
Yeah,
Whiskey A Go-Go. Right, you got it.
So about 10 years ago, my first time in L.A., I go to Whiskey A Go-Go because I want to see where Johnny Rivers taped all of
his
music.
It's a hole, isn't it?
Yeah. Scared me to death, man. I ran out of the joint.
It's a real dump.
It's a total dump.
Real dump. Barry Newman, the actor from Petrocelli and a few other movies and stuff. He's been around. Let me see. What is he doing? I saw him as a judge in some show recently. Born in the state 1938. Here's Roberta Anderson, but you don't know her as Roberta Anderson. You know her as Joni Mitchell. I used to play this song. Her real name is Roberta Anderson. Born in the state 1943. Well, see, stick with me, and you'll be A-okay, Roberta. Big Yellow Taxi, big song for her. Woodstock, Both Sides Now. She has a great version of that. Oh, what a wonderful song, the way she's done it. So, Joni Mitchell, she was somebody's girlfriend. I'm trying to remember.
We were just
one
talking
of
about
the Stones,
that.
It seems to me.
No, wasn't it?
No. Wasn't one of the Stones?
No. Oh, shoot. Now I can't remember.
Okay, Tommy Hart, not the singer, but the football player's birthday is today, along with Joe Niekro. Niekro. But he died. Remember, he got Alzheimer's or whatever it is and died very quickly, as a matter of fact. Christopher Knight. Peter,
story.
On the Brady Bunch, born in the state, 1957.
He just got divorced.
Did he get divorced?
Yeah, from his hottie 20-something-year-old model wife.
Oh, that happens.
Yep.
He's been in all the Brady movies. How many of those are there? Four, yeah.
The Brady movies?
Yeah, been at least three.
Well, the new Brady Bunch he wasn't in, was he?
No.
The original ones, like they went to Hawaii.
Well, there was like a very Merry Brady Christmas.
Oh, yeah, those were good.
Yeah.
All right, Jason and Jeremy London.
Doug.
Whack job. Woo, by the way.
You want to talk about synchronicity?
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
So,
What about synchronicity?
We're celebrating Jeremy London, who was on the show Party of Five, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
The song, this Party of Five theme, was by the Bodines.
No. Jeremy was on Party of Five. Jason was not.
Jeremy's the nut job that said that he was kidnapped and forced to do drugs.
Really? That's
what I always
said.
All the time with wine, those kidnappers.
So what did you want to say about it, Richie?
This band, I just saw this band Saturday night.
Oh.
I've never seen them before in my life. The Bodines. Saw them Saturday. Great, great, great concert. Yeah.
All right, so that's synchronicity.
Yes.
All right, so both the Londons, I don't know either of these two guys, but I know him if I saw him. He was
probably
Griffin
not.
On Party of Five. I didn't ring a bell with me.
It might have just missed your watching habits, yeah, because he was big on Party of Five and a couple of teeny boppers.
Well, the brother has been in movies like Man in the Moon. Thanks for Everything, Julie Newmar.
What's their names again?
London. Jeremy. Jason and Jeremy, yeah. London.
Let me look them up here.
You can look them up while we...
Jeremy was on Celebrity Rehab after that kidnapping, if you know what I mean.
Okay. All right, then we have, John Peter Lewis, 32 today, and Forrest Klein, a singer with Hello Goodbye, is 28 today.
Veterans Day is this Friday.
We use holidays like Veterans Day, like 9/11, like Martin Luther King Day as days of service.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. There are lots of places to volunteer.
Habitat for Humanity, The Mission Continues, Hands-On Network. By having hundreds and thousands and millions of Americans serving in their own communities, as a movement, we're all then serving our country as well, even though it's not necessarily in uniform.
Chris Martin served in the military until his Black Hawk helicopter crashed a few years ago.
I broke my foot, both of my legs, my arm. I shattered the bones in my face, did damage to both of my knees and both of my hips and both of my shoulders.
It took years to recover, and Chris had lots of time to think.
What I discovered during that time was, first, that I had a loss of sense of purpose. And I found over time that what was helped me fill that sense of purpose was serving in the community.
Now Chris works for Service Nation, a nonprofit that wants more citizens to volunteer close to home.
This is a fantastic way for any civilian in any part of America to say thank you to those in the military.
At servicenation.org, you can get a list of volunteer opportunities in your neighborhood. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
This is Troy Aikman
and Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You're like most people. You're probably holding off until Black Friday to start your holiday shopping.
The countdown has begun.
Well, then you're already behind.
What?
Rent-A-Center's pre-Black Friday sale is going on right now.
Oh, man.
Get to Rent-A-Center and beat the holiday rush for amazing pre-Black Friday deals on Sony smart TVs and Acer laptops. But you better hurry.
Out of my way!
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
As it were, 33 after the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. Richie and Jennifer and Roberta and I are going to meet Jim Belushi in a matter of moments.
No.
Oh,
we are? Met Jim Belushi. So we're going to chat with him.
We met him?
Yeah, you had him on.
Oh, we did have him. That's right, too.
Four or five years ago, something like that.
Nah, it wasn't that long ago.
Wasn't?
No.
Fun guy.
Yeah.
Funny.
Yeah.
Funny guy.
But yeah, people don't remember, no matter what the circumstance. He's not going to remember having talked to us.
No, no.
Yeah,
so he'll be meeting you for the first time.
And yeah, right,
me
exactly.
For the first time and all
yeah.
of us. But
right.
we won't
I met
be
him once
him.
At a yeah. cable event. He was performing with his band.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's crazy, man.
Crazy.
Crazy.
That's what I like
I
about
know
him.
That. Speaking of crazy, the video of the day today at DougSteffen.com has a surfer. Under the circumstances, as you watch this thing, you'll think, wait a minute, how did he get away from that whale?
Oh, is this the whale one?
Yep. Ooh. This is the whale watch where you almost become whale food. So the surfer, the surfer and the whale, and that is a, any kind of, the dog and its owner or whatever, but this is a pretty amazing video. The fact that people get all of this stuff on video, and the quality that comes through,
yeah.
You know, this is somebody on his cell phone getting something, but
so,
it really is
yeah,
it's
for
really
the person who
good.
Was on the surfboard, and there's another two guys in a kayak where
yeah.
this whale comes up. On the other side of the whale was somebody with a cell phone taping this, or a video camera.
All right, just watching it. This is amazing.
Yeah.
All right, speaking of pictures, you can check out the picture of me with Yoda from the birthday card that Jennifer sent me.
Did you like it? I thought it was fun.
It's pretty silly.
It's cute.
Pretty silly. Actually, a couple of things that we'll have during the course of the week for my birthday celebration, including the new book, King Doug. King Doug. King Doug. See the...
somebody had to go write a book, King Doug.
King Doug. The poll over the weekend, what do you do with the extra hour? Everybody remembered to turn their clocks back, right? Extra hour sleep or whatever it was. We now are, I have two clocks in my studio. One of them's on Eastern Standard Time, the other's on Daylight Time. So I just have to look up and down. I never have to change them. Pretty clever of me to have done that,
very
right?
Very clever.
Richie, very clever.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, what'd you do with the extra hour? 44% of you said you slept. 18% of you said you worked an extra hour. That would be interesting over the course of the, when it goes, it's 2 o'clock, right? We're supposed to change it back.
Yeah.
Right, 2 a.m.
It rolls back to 1 a.m., yeah.
Yeah, right. So you work an extra hour. Okay.
I used to think when I was younger and in my heyday that they should always give you an extra hour out at the clubs before they shut you down.
In your heyday?
Yeah,
in
you know, when you're hitting the clubs at night.
Yeah.
That now, is your heyday?
Now my heyday consists of going to bed by 11 on a Saturday night. Yeah.
You should have seen me trying to explain the whole concept of daylight savings time to Sean.
Yeah.
My 7-year-old son. Hey, he gets it, but it's just, you know, why?
Well, yeah.
It is kind of dumb.
And here's a pretty, that's a pretty good question, Sean. How about figure that out, too?
I don't know, but
it goes back to our agricultural heritage when you could work
the farmers, you know,
earlier.
And he's like, well, why don't they just keep it that way?
Yeah. That's, thank you.
Why do they put
question.
It back?
There you go. And it just changes later and later. So we have the 1st of November, first week of March, it'll go back again.
Right.
Yeah.
And anyway. Arizona's the only one smart enough not to do it.
Arizona never changes.
No.
Always the same. All right, so let's see, 13%.
And Illinois, I think, too.
No.
No.
No, they changed.
Okay. Nice try.
13%, catch up on things around the house.
I think I'm right. Let's see,
11%, of course, you have to be right.
Part of Illinois.
Not sure, but something. There is another state, but I don't think it's Illinois.
I think it's part of Illinois.
There is another state that does not observe daylight savings time.
Isn't it Hawaii?
No.
I'm pretty sure it's Hawaii.
What a stupid conversation we're having.
I know.
We're back. What are we having this conversation for? It's ridiculous. All right, so the other...
but I have to know the answer
question.
Now.
Well, good for you, Rich. Why don't you find the answer out, and then you'll tell everybody what it is. Meanwhile, the poll today has to do with that story from earlier about whether you'd consider surgery to change the color of your eyes from dark to blue, from black or brown to blue. This new surgery that's been developed costs you $5,000, guaranteed not to affect your vision, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. What would you do? A, yes, where do I sign up? B, maybe after they've done it a couple of times and have perfected it. C, I doubt I could afford it even if I wanted to have it done. And D, no, it seems like a ridiculous waste of money.
Redunculous. Okay, so I was right. Arizona, Puerto Rico, Hawaii, the Virgin Islands, and American Samoa do not observe daylight
savings. All right, so Hawaii doesn't bother.
I was wrong about it.
Yeah, well, that was the important thing is we wanted to prove Richie wrong.
And we wanted to prove me right.
Good job, brother. It's not hard to do. Those are two easy bets right
Jennifer
there.
Jennifer loves to be right. Okay.
It happens so infrequently.
If we have played our cards right, I'm ignoring that. If we've played our cards right, we'll meet, or as Richie says, we'll talk again to Jim Belushi. He has a problem, has nothing to do with his acting career, but he's going to get down with us and talk about something that you wouldn't hear a lot of people, no matter what their status in life. We wouldn't be talking about this with most people, so stand by for that here on Good Day.
So you want to lease this new space for your business. Looks like it's set up for about 50 employees, but right now you only have 19. I'm just curious, what are you going to do with the rest of the space?
I'll grow it.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
20 before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Joining us now is a gentleman who has been a favorite on film and television and stage for 30 years. He's a great character actor. He was on this program a while back, and we thought that he had lost something, and mostly I think we thought he'd lost his mind, but I'm not sure that is the case.
I did lose my mind.
See?
And
I
now
found it.
Oh, well, so that's good.
I thought maybe I'd left it here at your station. Is it there?
Well,
I've been using it for the last couple of years, Jim, and it's not doing me any good. You can have it back.
How have you been doing with my mind?
Not a whole lot, man.
Well, we're not number one yet. Not number one.
Number five's not bad.
No.
Oh, boy.
All right, so you have, there's a little
first
grass.
Off, it's nice to be back.
Nice to have you here. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. The people who confuse you with other people, not your brother, but just other people. How often does somebody say to you, oh, look, over there, it isn't you. They're not suggesting it's Jim Belushi, it's somebody else.
Well, I get a lot of you remind me of my cousin, you remind me of my brother. I get a lot of that, but the one I get the most now is, you know, you'd think people would say, you remind me of John, your brother.
Yeah.
But I get more, are you Bill Murray?
Really?
Really?
Wow.
Oh, my God.
That is the weirdest thing.
I don't see
that
at all.
That's weird.
And
what do you say? Do you play with their heads and say yes?
I do sometimes. I'll have a whole conversation. I remember when I was dating my current wife, and we went to the Symphony downtown L.A., and we were in the VIP room, and I sat down next to this lady, and she started talking about Ghostbusters. And I told my wife, I said, people mistake me as Bill Murray sometimes. And so I carried it on just to prove to my wife that it happens. And I signed an autograph. I talked to her about meatballs. Did you see meatballs? That was right.
You know, I want to be with you sometime when somebody walks up and says, hey, how's your ex-wife, Roseanne?
Oh, man.
No, I never got John Goodman.
No, John. All right,
yeah, but I can see where.
No. I'm not talking about in television. I'm talking about in real life.
Who's Roseanne?
What are you talking? You're talking about Tom Arnold.
I'm talking about Tom Arnold. I think I've people had, you know, nobody confused you with Tom Arnold?
No. Right. Just a Billy Murray.
All right.
My brother or a cousin or. You know,
I know
when girls come up and say, you remind me of my ex-boyfriend. That's a good one.
I want to spend a minute on your career here before we get off onto your medical chart. The last show you did, although for whatever the reason, it didn't work, I thought was and I've kind of watched you fairly closely because I think you're the kind of character actor that is easily identified. People can enjoy you. Whatever it is that is attractive about you, people gravitate to the stuff
it's
you do.
Mind.
It's probably
it's my mind.
Yeah,
that
it's
I
probably,
lost.
Yeah, it probably is your mind.
Wow, that show, The Defenders on CBS.
That was a great show. That was a great show.
It did work, by the way. The problem is when you're on CBS, not only does it have to work, it has to be huge. Because CBS is the number one network, and they have huge ratings. And even though the ratings we had on Defenders, we would have been the number one show on NBC and the number four show on ABC, we were like, you know, the number 12.
So why the heck didn't they put it on? Why didn't somebody have enough brains, the producers, to go to NBC and say, all right, pick this show up?
CBS wouldn't allow that, my friend.
No, but there are some shows, you know, over the years, there have been some shows that went from ABC to NBC and vice versa over to Fox. That thing, it's not like it has never happened.
Yeah, but this particular show was expensive, and CBS didn't want to be embarrassed by it because it was a good show.
Yeah, it was a good show.
And it was actually on the schedule Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday of that pickup week. And then last minute on Saturday, Les had an idea about trying something else and was gone.
Yeah.
But it was, I was very proud of the work in that show, and you know what, I hear from everybody, like I'm hearing from you, how much they enjoyed it. And
yeah, very good show.
So, yeah, but I got another one coming up next fall. We just sold a show to ABC.
Now, so tell us how that works. You said we just sold. Is this a concept, your concept, somebody that you know producing?
It's a concept actually created by my daughter.
Really? Cool.
And, Diane English, who wrote Murphy Brown all those years. And I partnered up on this, and we sold it to ABC, and we are writing it right now, and hopefully be shooting the pilot in the spring.
Want to tell us a little about it?
I can't because there's a high premise to it.
Somebody will steal it.
But I don't want to give that away, but I can tell you this, it's a father-daughter relationship.
Oh, cool.
Very cool.
Yeah. Neat.
So, hey, Jim, I've always been a big fan of you and your brother and your musical backgrounds and taking what your brother started and you've carried on with the Blues Brothers. Tell me a little bit about your upbringing as far as the musical background, because both of you guys really have an appreciation for it.
Listen, John and I were ignorant. We listened to what everyone else listened to. The Doors, Jimi Hendrix, you know, Eric Clapton. It was Danny Aykroyd who brought the blues to John.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Danny was a blues fanatic. He lived up in Ottawa, and he saw every blues musician ever come through there. All the blues guys went through Ottawa, and Danny was an aficionado of the blues and convinced John to do it. And once I saw them doing it, then I kind of got into blues. I mean, the Blues Brothers led a large audience back to the blues.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. So now how often do you get to do that shtick?
I do it with Danny probably about 10 to 15 times a year. We're going up to Washington State Friday, actually, to do a Blues Brothers show.
That's awesome.
We do benefits. We do corporate events. We do casinos. We have a ball.
That must be so much fun.
Yeah, you got to have some fun.
Right.
Something that you're not having fun with is the uric acid crystals in your foot. And you, no, this doesn't come from you sticking your foot in your mouth too often, does it?
I'm glad I got your brain and not your foot.
And it doesn't come from diet necessarily. It's a hereditary problem. My dad had gout, my grandmother, my sister, and it is painful.
Yep.
It flares up when around Christmas for me because it's where I'm drinking white wine, which has high acid content, and meats. And it flared up so bad one year. I was on stage doing the Blues Brothers. And, you know, Danny and I are dancing. We dance our butts off on stage. So Danny's dancing, and I'm standing there with a sock on my foot because my toe swelled up so much that I couldn't put a shoe on. And I'm standing with a stool and a microphone. And once this got in the way of my career, I went, I better get to a doctor. Danny goes, you better get to a doctor. So I went to a rheumatologist, and she got it under control. She got the uric acid levels under control.
All right.
So I really haven't had a flare-up in over 10 years.
Can you drink your white wine now?
Red wine.
Really?
Oh, that's important.
I have red wine, steak, and this is a terrific... it's a terrific medication.
See, isn't it great when you grow up and you realize that drugs actually can be beneficial besides being fun?
Oh, my God. You know, we grew up with alcohol, then we moved to pot. Now we're getting a little older. We're back to prescription drugs. I mean, you know that song, I'm a Girl Watcher? I sing it now. I go, I'm a pill popper.
I'm a pill popper.
Vitamins.
Watching pops.
Popping Purell. All my buddies are all popping that stuff for cholesterol. It's like, we're a pill generation now.
All right. So, you know what? This sort of, I'm going to tell you a quick story. Listening to you, I want to put you in my place in the story. You know who Uri Geller is, Jim, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm a friend. He invites me to his wedding. I'm there, and I'm sitting behind Justin Hayward, who is the lead singer of the Moody Blues. And
cool.
We've never met before. We start talking about what we eat, what our diets are like. We're not talking about our careers. We're not talking about the women in our lives. We're talking about
fiber intake.
Right. Fiber intake.
Right.
And our hair is getting thin and all this kind of stuff. So as soon as you said that, I'm thinking to myself, okay, this takes Stefan and Geller and Hayward out of the picture. Put Belushi into the picture. Who are you having this conversation with? Your peers. You talked a lot about Murray, but who else is in this conversation with you worrying about the gout or arthritis or your teeth are falling out or whatever else may be going on with you?
Well, Aykroyd's got to be one
remember,
of them.
I remember when I was a little boy and my father was sitting around all these men, and they only talked about a couple things. They talked about what doctor they have, what dentist they have, and what the secretary looked in those offices. You know, and I thought, God, I'll never do this. And now I sit around with these guys, Danny included, and we start talking about what dentist we use. Oh, no, this guy's better. Oh, no, this guy's good. Yeah. What doctor we use. And the secretary's in their office.
Not so bad.
So what did you actually, we only have a minute or so left here. What did you do? I don't think you told us what you actually did to get rid of the gout.
Well, I went to a rheumatologist.
Yeah, he told us that, yeah.
And they gave me a prescription of allopurinol, which maintains the uric acid levels. And so it doesn't crystallize anymore. And it's really just kind of a miracle drug. And there's a few drugs out there now like it. And the real problem is not the kind of gout that I have, but there's a severe form of gout, the I can't even pronounce it right now. I'm so tired. Refractory
there it
gout.
Is. Refractory.
Really, it develops huge lumps on your knuckles and your elbows.
Ooh.
And there's a new drug that just was approved to, in a matter of months, could just alleviate those bumps.
All right,
I'm not anywhere near that, but I could be one day.
No,
my aunt had it.
We'll hold a good thought for you. Jim, nice to chat with you again.
Oh, well,
Jim,
check out yourdoubts.com or go see your rheumatologist if you think you have it.
Thanks, Jim. Jim Belushi on Good Day.
If the government is busy secretly stockpiling emergency food supplies, shouldn't you be too? In any emergency food situation, when the local grocery stores and your kitchen cabinets are empty, the first 72 hours are critical to you and your family. With the 72-hour emergency meal kit from Solutions from Science, you will be prepared for the troubled times ahead. These flavorful and filling 12 prepackaged meals come in a variety of dishes, have a 25-year shelf life, and simply require water to make them ready to eat. Are the cans of soup and extra jar of peanut butter going to see you through? The 72-hour emergency meal kit is now on sale for $39.97, a small investment for tremendous peace of mind. You can find out more about the 72-hour emergency meal kit and the sale by visiting 72survival.com. That's 72survival.com or call 800-208-9491. That's 800-208-9491. Why face the next emergency on an empty stomach?
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
People are talking. In Oklahoma, it's about the earthquake. In Connecticut, it's still about that snowstorm. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Let's start in Oklahoma, where, when you hear a description like this, you would normally think it's someone describing what it's like to experience a tornado. But in this case, it's the strongest earthquake ever recorded in that state, a magnitude 5.6 that rocked the state late Saturday night.
The house literally shook and shuddered, and we could see dust flying from the walls, and the cracks were very obvious now in a couple of corners of our master bedroom.
The epicenter of the quake was 4 miles east of the town of Sparks and about 8 miles south of Davenport. Significant damage was reported in sections of the state, but no major injuries. In Lincoln County, at least 3 sections of U.S. Route 62 buckled. The quake was reportedly felt as far away as Texas, Illinois, Arkansas, Tennessee, and Kansas. As for Oklahoma residents, they have continued to feel aftershocks, which is rattling a few nerves, to be sure. Meanwhile, to the north, thousands of people in Connecticut still without power this morning, more than a week after that massive snowstorm that sparked outages across the East Coast. The Connecticut Light and Power Company has issued an apology for failing to meet their self-imposed deadline to restore power to most residents by midnight last night. As of last night, more than 80,000 customers were still in the dark. The company now says it could take until this Wednesday to get power back to everyone. This particular Connecticut resident was trying to remain positive in his powerless situation.
My adage has always been, let's look at the glass half full, not half empty.
The problem is, when your lights are out and you're sitting there in the dark, you can't see the glass. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Jay Farner at Quicken Loans. You know, we've been talking for years about how great mortgage interest rates are. But what's happening right now is something truly special. Having been in the mortgage business for nearly 20 years, I've never seen anything like this. Over the last 40 or 50 years, we haven't seen anything like this. Rates are shockingly low. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.99%. APR, 4.22%. Take the 5 minutes and call Quicken Loans today at 800-401-0027. We'll walk you through the process, and if it makes sense, we'll help you lock in that rate and close on a new mortgage. And if it doesn't make sense, you'll know you took the time to make sure you weren't missing out. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-401-0027. That's 800-401-0027. Or go to quickenloans.com. Don't let this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity pass you by. Call now to see how Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
It's a new week on Wall Street. The market had a volatile week last week and ended on a down note. The Dow off 61 points on Friday, closing the week at 11,983. S&P and NASDAQ down as well. Oil prices up 20 cents a barrel Friday, finishing at $94.27. On the presidential campaign trail, everything seems to be revolving around the sexual harassment allegations against Republican frontrunner Herman Cain and how Cain is responding to those allegations. But there are other candidates in the field making some noise. On NBC's Meet the Press, former Utah governor and Republican presidential hopeful John Huntsman took a verbal shot at fellow candidate Mitt Romney, saying Romney might have trouble in a general election against President Obama because of his flip-flopping on several issues.
I mean, when there is a question about whether you're running for the White House or running for the Waffle House, you've got a real problem with the American people.
Waffle House, good line. Business at the box office this past weekend.
You may know my name, but you do not know the legend.
For the second straight weekend, the top cat at the box office, Puss in Boots, with another $33 million. Couple of closing notes as we take you back once again to this past weekend. The venue, New York City, where millions of spectators lined the streets yesterday. Some got emotional.
Yeah, I got teary. That's the honest truth. Those guys are so inspirational.
That woman referring to the 47,000 men and women who ran in this year's New York City Marathon in near-perfect weather conditions. The men's winner, Jeffrey Mutai of Kenya, with a New York City Marathon record of 2 hours, 5 minutes, and 6 tenths of a second. Women's winner from Ethiopia, Farawat Dado, in 2:23:15. Also over the weekend in East Rutherford, New Jersey, on Saturday, some of the balloons that will fly in this year's Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade were inflated, and these huge balloons were given a test run. This woman, among the hundreds who watched, said she's very excited about the hedgehogs.
I like Julius.
You like Julius. Why?
Well, he's on my son's clothing. I'm familiar with him. I can't believe they're actually going to inflate that, let Sonic go up and Julius.
Now, hold it, please. I've never played or seen these video games. Let me try to get this straight. Julius the Hedgehog is the son of Julia the Hedgehog and Smith the Hedgehog. Sonic the Hedgehog is in there somewhere, too. I do know this. Some of these hedgehogs are actually climbing in the polls among the Republican presidential candidates. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNipperson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow
crabs. Are you sand or snow? Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
Intro.